Welcome to the Hero Kids Podcast. Systems are initializing. We train our heroes to hear God's voice, explore their God-given identity, respond to God, and overcome the impossible. Heroes, you'll need these tools for the journey that lies ahead. Systems are a go. Today's main training will begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's up, heroes? My name is Agent Liz. How is everybody doing today? That's amazing. I'm so glad we're all here together continuing our Thanks series. This is our second training in Thanks, and we're talking about something pretty cool. But before we jump into that, I want to quiz you real quick. Do you remember what we talked about last training? I actually have 100 power volts somewhere around here for anybody who remembers what our power truth was. But don't worry about how you'll get it. I'll make sure the Tinkerbots send it through one of the transportation portals. Hopefully the power volts don't end up in the Netherlands like last time. So tell me, what was our power truth from last week? We learned about how God is good in every season. He's good in spring and summer and fall. I'm just kidding. That means God is good in every season or time of our lives, no matter what we face. Even if we don't see it, God is always good to us. We have so much to be thankful for. And if you've got that right, you should see some power volts at any moment. Well, maybe. Anyway, today we're talking about something else that will make us say, thanks, gracias, merci to God. And that is because today we're talking about something that God gives us. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, wow, Agent Liz, not only are you the most fun agent at Hero Kids, not to mention the most talented, generous, really all around 10 out of 10. Now, you're even cooler than I thought you were 10 seconds ago because you're going to tell us about something that God gives us? Maybe you're thinking it's going to be all the video games or 1,000 poppets or maybe a llama farm. Now, although all those sound really amazing, especially the llama farm, unfortunately, we are not talking about any of that today. But we are talking about a gift even better, in my opinion. Today, we're talking about how God gives us joy. And that's the power truth for today. So say this with me. Say, God gives me joy. That was awesome. When you think about the word joy, what comes to mind? Maybe joy from the movie Inside Out? You know, I tried to dye my hair her exact shade of blue, and it just didn't look the same on me. Or maybe you think of Christmas. Maybe you think of the song Joy to the World. Reminds me of Christmas of 05. I tear up every time. My apologies. Anyway, I have breaking news when it comes to what people think about joy. Now, it's gonna blow your little mind, so I need you to brace yourself for what I'm about to tell you. You need to pay close attention because a lot of people mix these two things up and get this wrong. Here goes. Joy and happiness are not the same. I know, but it's true. Some people think joy and happiness are the same, but they are not the same. I know that might sound kind of confusing, but happiness is a temporary emotion we feel when something awesome happens. But true joy, that's everlasting. It's something that we have even on our darkest days because true joy comes from God. Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." This verse tells us that God fills us up with joy. But did you know that joy is not just something God gives us, but it's something we get by simply knowing him? That's because joy is fruit that comes from the Holy Spirit. I love a good Honeycrisp apple, but what does this mean? And what is this fruit of the Spirit exactly? Well, not an actual fruit, like that sweet, crispy, delicious Honeycrisp apple you take a big bite out of. The definition of this kind of fruit are like attributes that become part of who we are by knowing Jesus and his Holy Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit are actually characteristics of Jesus that are displayed in our lives through the power of the Holy Spirit. There are 12 fruits listed in the Bible as fruits of the Spirit, but guess what? Joy is one of those. This means joy is something we can experience in our lives when we're in relationship with God. What that means is this: when we're walking closely with Jesus and His Holy Spirit, joy will be something that we have no matter what, because life with Jesus always produces joy. It's not even something we have to try for. It's not something that only comes when everything is going amazing, and that's because it comes from God. God gives us joy. Do you see the difference between joy and happiness now? Happiness is momentary. It's like Christmas morning when you got the bike you really, really wanted and you were so happy, but eventually you're gonna outgrow the bike. Joy is lasting and it comes from God. Joy is all of the memories of every Christmas morning that you've ever had with your family around you that you will never outgrow. Joy is something we can have when life gets crazy. Even when we feel weak or defeated by what's happening around us, we still have joy. And that leads me to another breaking story about this fruit called joy. This kind of joy we can only receive from God, and it also makes us strong. Now, I can neither confirm nor deny that the joy of the Lord will give you muscles like the Incredible Hulk, but I do know that the Bible says in Nehemiah 8:10, "For the joy of the Lord is your strength." So what does this mean exactly? It means that as we walk with Jesus, we develop an inner strength that can only come from God. It's not the kind of outer strength that will give us huge muscles and make us be able to pick up a big heavy Mack truck and throw it across a football field or anything, but it's the kind of strength that can help us endure the hard things in life. Not only does Jesus give us joy, but this joy is accompanied by an inner strength that we would never know or have access to without Him. So, I don't know what you're facing today, heroes, but God does. And guess what? The joy He wants to give you can be yours right now, even if you're facing something really, really tough today. And that joy will not just be in you because of Jesus, but it will strengthen you on the inside to be the hero God made you to be. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And I believe He's strengthening every one of us with the joy that only comes from Him today. So if you can, could you bow your heads and close your eyes? Maybe you haven't felt a lot of joy lately. Maybe you've had moments of happiness, but it only lasts for, well, a moment. Today, I want to invite you to have everlasting joy, the kind of joy we talked about on Christmas morning, the memories that will be with you forever, no matter what happens around you. We can have that joy, not just today, but forever, because knowing Jesus means we get to spend eternity with Him in heaven. We have joy because we know once we receive Him as our Savior, we'll never be alone again. It doesn't mean that our life will be perfect, but we'll have a friend to walk with us in all things. So if you don't know Jesus, I want to introduce you today, right now. I want you to experience this amazing joy and meet the best friend you'll ever know. So if that's you, would you pray this prayer with me? God, I make you the Lord of my life. I want to experience this everlasting joy and the strength that could only come from you being the Lord of my life. God, in making this declaration, would you walk every day of my life on earth and in heaven with me? I love you. I surrender everything to you. In Jesus' name, amen. You are amazing, heroes. That is the best prayer you'll ever pray. Now, if you have been feeling joy and that strengthening that we talked about, then I want you to take a moment and pray with me as we thank God for the joy and strength that He's already given you. God, thank you for the gifts that you have given to every hero in training. God, would they be strengthened with the joy that you have placed in them today? God, would they feel an overwhelming heart of thankfulness for what you have given them? We love you in Jesus' name. And all the heroes in training said, amen. Now that brings us to the end of today's training. You are well on your way to becoming amazing and mighty heroes. We will see you next time. And always remember, The world needs a hero like you.
Thank you for listening to the Hero Kids podcast. Hero Kids is a ministry of Pillar Church in Scottsdale, Arizona. For more information, go to herokids.com.